This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hey, I'm Sarah. When planning our home birth, my husband Matthew and I were really frustrated by the lack of empowering and honest home birth resources. So we created this podcast to start a new conversation for moms and families like us. This is Doing It at Home. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Doing It at Home podcast. I am Sarah Bivens, and hanging out with me is my new husband, actually, Barry White. Welcome to the show, Barry. As you cough and hack.
I was like, new husband? What does that mean?
Yeah, I got a new alter ego. Your new alter ego. So Matthew's a little under the weather this week, and so that's why he has a super baritone voice right now, and hence my calling you Barry White.
Hello, hello.
Ooh, baby. That's a different show.
Yeah, we can do another podcast now.
We do like the love hour, like you are on the love hour. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? You can do that.
What you wearing, caller?
Alrighty. Well, today is a shorter one, a quickie, if you will, in the doing it at home world. And it's a listener email.
Yes.
Which I'm really excited about. We get amazing listener emails. We don't share all of them. You know, maybe we can make it a habit of sharing more of them because they're really great. And we love your feedback. We love your affirmation. It really fuels us and energizes us. And on the days where, you know, we might be feeling a little under the weather, we've gotten no sleep, kind of like last night, the night before. It makes it a lot easier to keep cranking this stuff out and to keep working so hard for you all to, you know, keep the empowering content coming when we get these little boosts from you. So keep them coming our way because we totally appreciate them and we respond to every single one.
Yes, and the email address is
hello
at DIAH podcast. So if you have any feedback on an episode, if you want to say what's up to Sarah and myself, if you want, if there's any topics you want us to explore, shoot us an email.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, you want to me to read this email?
Yes, who is it from?
This email is from Hannah.
Hannah.
So what's up, Hannah?
What's up?
Hannah says, hello, I found your podcast on iTunes and have been enjoying it. My husband and I are due with our first baby in early August and are in the process of making the transition from my general doctor to the home birth midwife. It says in parentheses, we started on the hospital birth route because we were not educated. I really like my general doctor, but I do know she does not approve of home birth. I would like her to be the baby's doctor, in parentheses, she's also been my doctor for years and I would like to continue with her, close parentheses. She's a family practice physician who used to deliver babies, but now does not, so I would be transitioning to a midwife anyways. The midwife I was getting funneled to was someone I was not comfortable with, and the hospital policies are now such that if it's 5 p.m. and you're still pushing, it doesn't matter, the midwife clocks out and you get whoever is on call.
Jeez. Wow.
We'll save commentary for the end.
Yeah.
This would be the same on a weekend. This was just one of the many reasons my husband and I decided to go with a home birth. We have decided not to really talk about our home birth choice with anyone until after the fact because we don't want to hear other people's opinions of why we should not home birth. So many people are uneducated regarding childbirth, as I'm sure you know. So my big question is, do you have any advice on breaking up with the medical system but still being able to keep my doctor as mine when all is said and done? Maybe I need to look at this a different way too, and maybe I don't need to worry about keeping my doctor. Thank you for listening and for your podcast, Hannah.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Awesome. Awesome. So to give a real quick sentence recap of Hannah's situation, She and her husband were going the doctor hospital route. They decided that they didn't want to do that, and now they are in need of advice on essentially how to break up with their doctor, but to still keep things cool, because Hannah likes him and wants, was it him or her? Doctor.
Her. She.
Hannah likes her and wants to be able to see her after the baby is born, doesn't want things to get weird, but she doesn't want to, you know, see this doctor anymore for their pregnancy.
Right, right. And it, I was a little confused. I had to read it again for a second. Like, wait, she'd be transferred to the da-da-da. But this doctor did deliver babies, no longer does. So she wouldn't be delivering the baby anyway.
Yeah.
Hannah's being funneled to a midwifery style of care, but it's still under the auspices of a hospital. And so they are then beholden to those regulations and those rules. And with that, that means she might not even get the same midwife that she thinks she's creating a relationship with. The 5 p.m. still pushing and someone switches out. That sounds super interesting.
Yeah.
And so all of that said, she just wants to know if it is in the cards to stay with this doctor after the birth, if the doctor ends up being cool with it and is okay with treating baby in the future. Is that the way they want to go? Or, you know, as she said, maybe I just need to let this go. Maybe that's not even what I need to be worried about. So really appreciate the honesty and the vulnerability around that question. You know, it's an interesting one. If someone that you've known for years, like she says, she's known this doctor, isn't down with your decision to home birth, then what do you do? Like, do you continue with the relationship? Maybe wondering if there's some kind of funkiness there, or can you swallow the pill of knowing that your doctor wasn't cool with your decision? Can you release that and let that go? You know, there's a lot at play there. So I appreciate her trusting us, one, to ask us that and ask us for our feedback. I'm still kind of amazed that, you know, people want to hear what we have to say sometimes. So I think I'm so humbled by that. And all right, so I'll read you our response to Hannah. Thank you so much for reaching out and for your feedback on the show. We really appreciate you, and we're honored that we could be a part of your process and support you from afar. We applaud your courage and willingness to move beyond others' perceived expectations and explore what resonates most with you. You're already setting such a beautiful example for Baby. If we were to give some feedback on where you're at now and how to move forward, the biggest piece would be surrender. And by that, we mean surrender any possible outcomes and or reactions from the people you interact with, namely in this case, your doctor. Like you mentioned, we think it does take looking at it from a different place and creating a new relationship and paradigm around it all. That might mean after you speak your truth to your doctor, the environment in the space isn't the most conducive for a mutual agreement. Or there's a total possibility that despite not being a home birth fan, your doctor trusts you to make the right decision for you and is still comfortable with caring for your baby. In that case, you don't necessarily agree, but you can understand each other and still move forward in the relationship. So back to surrender. That would mean being at peace with whatever outcome. To tie it in with the upcoming birth experience, surrender is so huge, especially for a home birth mom. Your ability to be as peaceful as possible with your decision will support you in going into the birth experience free of anxiety around what will happen with baby's medical care. It will also help you to feel more affirmed and empowered in your decision to go with home birth. So some action items we would give for this are, 1, you and your husband, if you haven't already, have a discussion where you get very clear and aligned on why you're choosing home birth and what it is that you're looking to experience. So essentially your vision. 2, you and your husband have a very open and transparent conversation with your doctor, sharing your intentions for home birth and desires to keep her. 3, if she's not on board or you don't feel comfortable moving forward, utilize your midwife and her resources to find one of the many other doctors and care providers who will support you after home birth. We hope this is helpful and brings you some more clarity and comfort. We're rooting for you. So please keep us posted on how it's going. Lots of love, Sarah and Matthew.
That was awesome.
That was our response. And, you know, just reading it all again, that surrender piece, I think, is huge, and it's something you can start learning and start practicing in pregnancy. You know, surrender to people's feedback, to what the medical route might be for you now that you've taken a path that many may not agree with. So maybe that means being a little bit more proactive and taking some more research and time into who cares for your baby. We've just kind of gone through that experience, and maybe we'll get into that in another episode. You know, we're shifting up our model of care for Maya as well as a result of just everything we've learned and practiced in this experience. You know, it might take being a little bit more involved in that. And that's, you know, that's just a possible consequence of choosing this, this way. So that's what came up for me, and that surrender is just so huge. And so I wish Hannah and her husband lots of love and well wishes in their process, and to just stay affirmed, stay clear on who they are and who they're being and why they're choosing this for their baby. And I think baby will be that much more of an amazing person as a result of all of this.
Yeah. And, you know, I think back to our experience, because we broke up with our OB.
Yes.
And so, you know, I think when I go back there, the idea of surrender was kind of in the background, but it wasn't necessarily at the forefront of my mind. For me, what helped with that process, what helped with that conversation, was what you put in those action items for Hannah. It was getting very clear about what we wanted to experience. And so, you know, sitting down and saying, all right, what do you want to experience in your birth? Do you want to have water? Do you want there to be a shower? Do you want to be able to walk around? Do you, in your case, you said you didn't want to be hooked up to any monitoring equipment, wanted to be able to eat. Like, we literally came up with a checklist of things. And then we presented that to our doctor. And we just went down the checklist. We said, can we do this? Can we do this? Can we have this? And he said, no, yes, no, no, yes, no, no. And for us, they were pretty much non-negotiables. Mm-hmm. It wasn't necessarily like, okay, what can we compromise on? It was, this is what we want to have. Are you going to be able to provide it in this hospital? And he said no to most of them. So, you know, getting very clear about, your vision, about what you want to experience, about what your non-negotiables are, and being cool with that. And that's where the surrender comes in. Like, once you're very clear on it, you surrender whether or not it's going to happen with, you know, the doctor you have right now, or if it's someone else, because that's what you want to experience. And it's your birth.
Yeah.
You know,
when
it's like,
all is said and done, man, it's exactly what you said. It's your birth. Ain't nobody else going to do it for you.
No. And you know, people are gonna give their advice and going to give their advice based on their experience and their knowledge. And it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we say, pay attention to that advice and consider it. And, you know, if you are a low risk pregnancy, you know, if you're healthy and doing it at home isn't a completely unsafe option, then you have, I mean, I think you're in an amazing place to be able to weigh advice from people, from doctors, and say, cool, I hear you. I'm going to go a different direction.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy. This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Yeah, that's how I think our conversation was. You know, I think back to it, it was a couple of conversations and finally an email exchange that wrapped up our engagement with ROB. And those conversations, while we didn't agree, you know, as I mentioned in the email to Hannah, you may not agree, but I think there was mutual respect there.
Absolutely.
And we could understand each other. You know, there's the difference between understanding and agreement. And I shared that with him as we had that conversation. And he was really impressed by our level of maturity around the subject and our ability to have the conversation with him. And I just saw that as the first of what would be for me, not a ton, but a few conversations like that, reaching a place of respect and understanding, but not necessarily agreement with family members, with friends, whatever, who didn't agree with our decision.
And that's huge to mention, that distinction between understanding and agreement.
Right.
Because I could understand where he was coming from and why he wasn't going to endorse our decision. And
absolutely.
He could understand our position and what we wanted to experience, yet still not agree. You know, he's a doctor, and he in his philosophy, he was not going to agree with our decision. And we didn't agree with all the things that he was saying. But like you said, there was mutual understanding and there's mutual respect. And I think that's a big key when you are in this position that Hannah and her husband are in, when you're sitting there thinking, okay, well, this doctor is somebody who I don't necessarily agree with.
Right.
You know, or they don't necessarily agree with where I'm at, where we are at. And so you don't it doesn't have to be a personal thing. Feelings don't have to be hurt. You can have a powerful, mature conversation where you understand one another. You may not agree, but you can keep the relationship moving And you can then choose from a place of, you know, like clear conscience and empowerment, and go ahead and choose what is going to be best for you and your situation.
Yes. And that brings up for me something that we talk about in many aspects of our life, not just this birthing experience, but to be for something rather than against something. And by that, I mean having those mature types of conversations where you're willing to accept that people won't agree with you or people might be not for your decision. That helps to put you in a more solid place of being affirmed in your choice, because that's what you want to do, rather as an act of defiance or a middle finger to the medical system, to whatever. I believe it's more powerful to be for something than against something.
So we can actually break that down into like the list of things we want, right?
Right.
So as a really concrete example of this, having a list of things where you say, I want a water element.
Right.
I want the ability to walk freely. I want to be able to eat whatever foods I would like. I want to have multiple people in the room with me while I'm laboring, giving birth. I want to have a person videoing and photographing the entire thing. That type of list and that type of vision is much more powerful than saying, I don't want random nurses coming in my room. I don't want to be hooked up to monitors, and I don't want to be told where to labor and how to lay down. You see, like just the positive and negative aspects of those two lists, you know, like what Sarah's saying, it's much more powerful to come from a place of what you do want.
Right. Love.
Love, yeah.
Fear, really, because if you're saying what you don't want, those are the things you're potentially afraid of. And so move out of the fear space and into the space of love.
Yeah, and you're going to feel so much more confident about what you do want. And you're going to feel so much more courageous and affirmed in your decision when you are met with opposition. When you are met, because the doctor could say, oh, well, we're not going to do a whole lot of monitoring. Right? Like there could be all these different things that they're going to come back and hit you with on that don't want list. So, you know, this is just a long way of saying, when you are creating your list and your vision, really be clear about what you do want to experience and put that out into the universe, what you do want to experience.
And, you know, using the conversations you have with your doctor kind of as practice, as a little, you know, practice round for conversations you might have in the future if you choose to share your intentions of home birth with friends and family. You know, Hannah, you've said you're not going to share, and we support that as well. That is totally within your realm of right, and we support that. People take different routes with that, but if you are going to have those conversations, really nice to practice with someone like your doctor, who, you know, you're not going to see this person every single day, and they're not a part of your family most likely. So when you do have those conversations with people who might get under your skin a little bit more than the doctor would, you know, great to workshop some of your understanding and to practice some of your patience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Super grateful to you, Hannah, as we said before, wishing you all the love and well wishes in your pregnancy. And we want to hear what comes out of all this. So we will follow up with Hannah and let you all know in the coming months what pops up for them.
Yeah. Yeah. And so keep the emails coming. Please reach out to us. Ask us questions. If there's, you know, we actually had an email from a dad recently who was asking about having dogs present at the birth and what to do with their pets. And, you know, anything, like whatever comes up, you know, Sarah and I are more than happy to talk to you directly and, you know, exchange emails and do all that great stuff. And like Sarah said at the top of the episode, we really love it. So
we do. So yeah. Hit us up, email, like we said, hello@diahpodcast.com.
What about Instagram?
Our Instagram is growing. We love you beautiful followers. That's @DIAH podcast. Had a little brain fart there. And Facebook. We have a Facebook page as well, Doing It at Home. Hit us up. All of those mediums. We love to connect with you. So thank you for hanging out with us. And I'm going to go load Matthew up with some more vitamins.
Awesome. Just don't give me any of that chopped up garlic stuff you gave me.
Oh, you're going to do it. You're going to like it.
No, that's terrible. I don't like garlic like that. Let me choke. Spicy.
You're a baby. All right, y'all. Peace, love, blessings.
Peace.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.